running after the Lab Ballet.
Fry's just dancing, Fry's just dancing. He doesn't realize it's an audio format.
I felt like I had nothing to contribute.
What
else is new?
If I might make a suggestion.
Yeah.
Just the what we were both doing.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior! Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
We're here. It's clear. It's the show.
We're here. We're clear.
It's the show.
It's the show.
We don't want any more.
We don't want any more bears unless they're driving tiny cars. Like at the ballet, which we're not talking about this week. That's right, we're talking about the circus. But first,
newsy news.
Let's check out some news.
Get ready for the show.
In the news segment, Newsbeat.
Okay. Let's never do that segment again.
Current Zero News Flash.
Big news. Vin Diesel Bloodshot. The trailer has hit.
Oh, yeah.
Landed.
But like the new trailer.
Yeah, I think there was like an old teaser or something.
Yeah.
There's a somewhat recent
full trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me more.
Comes out, what is it, March 13th? That's like super soon.
That's really soon.
Yeah.
We watched it prior to recording, and my favorite part was he was like doing his Vinci's, he was like, I'm gonna get revenge because you killed my wife. It was great.
We just kept rewinding.
What?
It.
No, I'm exaggerating, but
it does. It's
the way he said my wife had like it's like a Vin Diesel Borat. It was good.
Vin Diesel Borat. Diesel is a nickname. Vin Diesel Borat.
Yeah.
My name is Vin Diesel.
So yeah, that's coming out.
I'm gonna make you a pizza pie with your blood.
There was a surprise,
but not on my blood. It's full of nanomachines.
Oh yeah, Guy Pearce.
Yeah,
is in it, which I did not realize. I love anything Guy Pearce is in. I think he's a fantastic actor, but he does make weird choices sometimes.
Yes, he does.
He
certainly does.
All right then,
bless him.
But you know, like really, just the rundown of the show. It's RoboCop.
Yeah,
essentially, like nanobite RoboCop.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Nanocop. Wait, that's Osmosis Jones.
Nano-robo.
Baby talk.
This trailer came out.
Booba Dada.
And it was just like, I forgot that they were making this, and it's coming out in like less than 2 months. That's crazy. Or like less, like a month and a half.
I remember talking about this last year, a little over a year. It was like around a Halloween episode that we did it. And I was like, holy crap, they're making a Bloodshot. And it's a trilogy. If I remember correctly, although I haven't heard anything about that.
Why
since.
Not?
But
everything's a trilogy.
Was on board. Yeah,
weird. This is not much news, but Falcon and the Winter Soldier actually has a premiere month. So I guess people are speculating it might.
It's that long of an episode.
Come like towards the end of 2020, but it's coming out in August. So that's when you can watch that particular program. There were some leaked things, like they had a look at like John Walker.
Mm-hmm.
In a Captain US America agent. Or US agent costume. And it looked pretty good.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Like, I was sort of wondering, like, the costume's going to be... But it's like, that looks like...
It looks
like,
pretty solid.
It looks bang on, like, what a US agent in the MCU would look like, based on the Captain America costume.
I hope by the end of it, though, that the costume gets darker.
Yeah,
because
sure
it's got, like, that navy blue...
It's probably... Yeah.
I mean,
it could be just the shots.
Maybe they just spill some paint on it.
It could be just somebody taking a photograph of him in bad lighting and whatever.
He's got to clean out his fireplace in full costume. Yeah. And he comes out like, oh, look at this.
And then a white paint spills down his back and he's chased by a skunk.
I'm a Pepe Le Pew.
Italian Pepe Le Pew. I'm going to make you a pizza with your own blood. What are you going to do?
Vertigo title DMZ.
Yes.
I think we've talked about DMZ. DMZ, yes. From Brian Wood and Ricardo Bertielli. I love this series. It's a fantastic series. Incredibly well done. Going to HBO.
With?
With Rosario Dawson.
Yeah,
in pretty the good. Lead.
Yeah.
So in the original book, it's done through the reporter's eyes. His name is Maddie, and he goes into the DMZ and is trying to report what's going on.
Maddie is a cute girl name.
Well, and that's what I thought. I'm like, oh, they're just switching, and yeah. Rosario will become that reporter character. Yeah. But apparently, she is just, I think, just a bystander that's caught. Oh. What's going on? She's like,
she gets caught up in the crossfire. She has
a kid or something, and it's just figuring out what's going on. And like, basically, DMZ is like a little mini civil war in the States. And then, like, part of New York is a demilitarized zone where it happens. So, yeah. And there's a lot of political intrigue. And
just, yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty cool.
That was, there was another on that note. Just somebody I used to read, like, Comics Alliance was, one of my favorite comic sites while that functioned. And Laura Hudson, who is the editor in chief, and she's written for a bunch of, like an article writer, like a column writer, but she got hired as a staff writer on that show. So it's like, that's kind of neat. So I guess it was like, might have been her first thing. So she announced it on Twitter just because I follow her on Twitter. I'm like, that's really cool.
Cool.
And I forgot it was, Ava DuVernay, who's, showrunning or like producing it, who's also doing the New Gods movie with like Tom King and has done like Wrinkle in Time and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's, I don't know, just like some cool choices where I'm just like, that makes me actually really curious to see how this turns out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go.
J.J. Abrams' Bad Robot Company is taking over the Justice League Dark film and TV development.
Okay.
So.
Sure. Is this good news or bad news?
I don't know. I think it
depends who you ask.
It's news.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good that it's going to get developed at all. I think there's super cool potential in that with, like, we were actually talking about. I can't wait to
see Zatanna drink a slusho.
We were actually just slusho? Talking is about that what it is? Last episode of having like Deadman and Constantine magical characters and bringing out all those things. You could do so much with that. So Guillermo del Toro did have it.
And yeah.
It kind of wallowed.
And that's
what del Toro kind of does.
Yeah.
No offense to the guy. I like some of your movies.
Well, like but then there's lot, also, there's a huge amount of red tape and a huge amount of working with a company and timelines and whether they allow things to happen. So he's hedging his bets. Like, I'm going to get this and this and this property and try to work something and whoever actually will follow through, let's do it.
Well, I, for one, cannot wait for the Justice League Dark movie, which will be titled Swamp Thing Rides Again. Just like, yay! And like John Constantine just getting a piggyback ride. Just,
whee! He's in a dune buggy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So good.
And the dune buggy has like the face of something in the front.
Oh, yeah.
Swamp buggy.
Oh, I love that swamp buggy.
Oh, it's not even a buggy. It's like one of those swamp boats.
Ooh. Listen, I would buy that toy.
Yep.
I would buy that toy.
Yep.
Welcome to the warm-up!
We're going to do a new game, including
that tastes our like an old game.
Favorite.
This tastes like Mama's game!
Using our favorite card set, Marvel Trading Cards 1991.
Yeah!
Yep.
Woo!
I mean, I like 92, but it doesn't feel like home.
It doesn't. It just got too dark.
It did.
What you were going to do is you're each going to take a card, you're going to hide it, and then you're...
Somewhere in the room.
Actually, it doesn't even matter. we all can see it. It doesn't matter if we see them. Mm. You just have one card, and then you're going to roll a dice. One die? I always have trouble saying that. Roll a die.
Die!
Die! Die!
Here, you take something out
I'm
of that.
I'm not taking speedball. I'm going to take...
Speedball.
The die.
Speedball.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, here comes Daredevil.
And Brian will
pick... Is that a Romita?
Hey, did you know that Daredevil's taste buds are so acute he can identify every ingredient of anything he eats or drinks?
This was prepared by
Jeff.
Is there cumin in this? Yeah, there's fucking... It's chili, Matt. No shit, there's cumin in it.
You can roll the die, and it's going to correspond to something you have to do. It just literally, it can be one line. It can be just one little short bit. So roll the die, and I'll tell you what you got.
I got a six.
Six. Their drug drink of choice and the wild night or moment that happens after that.
Daredevil likes a Zima.
Oh.
Because it doesn't have a strong taste. And as previously stated, Daredevil is a super taster.
It's true.
And the wild thing that happens, he falls from Grace.
Who's Grace? And why was he on top of her?
Well, I mean, and then he has to go to church and confession, and that's a whole thing.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Then someone kills a priest, and he's like, oh, I'm bad. Oh,
I'm so mad at myself.
But then he's okay again, but then he's bad again. And here he comes.
I got three.
He's got a three, and he's got Fin Fang Fin Foom. Fang Foom. So with three, tell me what their shitty DC version is.
Ooh, the shitty DC version. It is Mr. Choom. He's a... I don't know.
Is this a real? Is this
he's
a real
Mr. Choom? He's I think he mostly would fight like the Shazam family. I think he's like Mr. Mime. Like Mr. You got Mr. Mime's like the little caterpillar who's like super smart,
right? Right.
And maybe his friend is Mr. Choom, who's a big dumb dragon, but like more of a cartoon dumb dragon. Like okay, I'll get him.
Like Pete's dragon.
Yeah. Kind of like that exactly. So he's not, he's not as destructive. He's not really evil. He's just sort of is led astray, and it's sort of like a more of a playful, like, oh, we got to deal with this Mr. Choom again, and let's lightning bolt him and fry him up real nice. But he just sort of gets a little like ooh sizzled, and then he's fine. Yeah,
sure.
He gets caught by the dog catcher every appearance,
and Mr. Choom wears full pants, not just little shorts, because he.
Has pride.
Exactly. He's got nothing to prove. He might have like suspend. Oh, maybe he's got like overalls.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Well, Fin Fang Foom is in like cargo shorts.
Yeah.
No.
Just
in a fanny pack.
Just rollerblading all over the goddamn giant place. Belt.
Look at the size of that belt. Whoa.
And socks that are being held up by the little garters.
Like spats. He's usually got his like purple little garters, shorts, but right. he's got like fake nude shorts. He's got green shorts on.
Ooh.
You see he's wearing shorts, but he wants you to think he's naked, but you know what?
He's not that confident.
He's not brave enough. So he's a coward, and Mr. Choom wins.
Fatality. The end.
All right. I picked Puma. Everyone's favorite Marvel cat guy.
I love him.
And I'm rolling. One. Do the voice ordering food.
What the fuck?
I like that one.
Yeah.
He's purring.
Is he?
He's very excited. He's very hungry. He's like, oh.
He's just going to do it with a cat like.
He's like, oh, do you have any tuna? I have to order some tuna. I don't know why I'm doing that voice, but I like that way.
Just put the can on the floor.
Why is Puma like a Southern Belle?
I don't know.
Puma's just needing the phone.
Yeah.
Sir, is anyone hello? Is anyone on the phone?
No, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
That's it. We can do one more round or just end it there.
I kind of want to do one more round.
All right, we do one more round. Okay. Another.
Ooh.
Oh, I got She-Hulk. Okay.
That's pretty good.
What did you get?
Doctor Strange.
Oh, nice. And Merc gets
Blackout drunk.
Well, the night's still young.
Yeah. All right.
Sunday night.
That's a two.
You get a two. What's their pickup line?
She-Hulk?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm the She-Hulk.
It's happening.
Four.
Oh, no.
Do an international version. Or, I don't know why I wrote this.
What?
No, I'm not even going to say the other one. Just do an international version. So it can be from wherever.
From anywhere?
So Doctor Strange is now from any other place. On Earth. Let's keep it Earth.
Oh, it's Earth? Because I did want to do the moon, where it's just like a giant like watcher head, but like the little mustache and the cape, but
the
just
mustache
the giant
is
watcher
the same
head.
Size?
Same size. Tiny mustache.
It's like a Hitler, stylish Hitler.
Yeah, he's got like...
But it still goes down?
Yeah.
He's got
it's like someone
the,
inflated his head like with that one fatality in Mortal Kombat.
He's got the little balloon bit
he's
on
got,
top.
Like, he's got the cape. Everything's like everything's normal, but then the head's giant. He's like a big bald Doctor Strange Funko Pop. Like,
I like it.
Yeah, I'm sticking with it.
No, yeah, totally. Yep, yeah. I'm not. Fine. It takes a telemarketing job. bring, bring. Somebody else want to do it? You can answer. Bring, bring.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hello, who is this?
My name is Blackout. And I'm calling you
I'm sorry.
Do you have a credit card?
Is this a telemarketing call?
Click.
Yeah.
Hello?
Blacko just hangs himself up. It's like, just hates his
job. No matter what he's trying to sell, like, is this the power company? Because the lights are on. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
God, I'm lonely. I would have talked for hours.
I work on commission. I hate this.
Y'all ever do one of those jobs?
I did.
They suck, right?
Yeah, it wasn't
great. The worst.
Yeah,
I wasn't there very long.
I did a few of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done a lot of weird jobs. Not that, though.
No. I cold called for selling tickets to a hypnotist show at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
So that one lasted a day.
Was it Ravine?
This is Blackout calling for Ravine.
I legally cannot answer that question.
Oh, really? Oh, shit.
NDA.
That's a yes.
What the f***?
What else? You guys are off to the circus.
Yeah.
The Andy Circus.
Woo!
We did that already. That's a joke we did.
I know.
We do it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's never gotten it before. If we ever see him, meet him in person, we'll bust that out, and he'll be charmed and be our friends. or our friend, as it were.
No, because there's multiple Andy Circi.
Yeah.
Circui.
Circumference? Sir Sexy.
There's a snake in here. So, this week we're talking about the circus. Stuff about the circus.
Circus as they do
the family with, circus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think the family circus.
Well, they're not actually circus folk.
Well, no, but.
That's not the topic? Because I have like 3 pages on Jeffy.
How?
And it's all the same word over and over again.
I hate him.
Jeffy's in trouble.
I hate him.
It's just, you're writing like Bri Keen.
It's 3 pages of dot 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 to the next page.
Yeah, it's like a little notebook of me writing about the family circus and just dot 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 to me running far away from it.
Exactly.
So one thing I discovered while sort of researching this topic is that some of my favorite characters all come from the circus.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nightcrawler comes from the circus.
That's true.
Hawkeye comes from the circus.
Oh yeah.
Dick Grayson comes from the circus. By the time I got to Hawkeye, I had to acknowledge that I might have a type or at least a fetish.
Okay,
live going dudes. From type
to fetish is a bit.
Well, actually, I wrote fetish first and then type.
You got your priorities.
So,
right?
Who's laughing now? And who's crying? He puts on his Nightwing costume now?
And just jerks off in the corner.
Yeah.
Well, it's
yeah.
just the Robin costume. I spilled a bunch of black paint on it. And. Originally, Jason Todd, also like a circus folk before, you know, they made him not Dick Grayson.
Yeah. And then it wasn't Tim Drake?
No. But he was at the circus.
He was at the circus.
Lots of people go to the circus.
How many people are depicted going to the circus in comics?
I believe he was at the circus the same night that Dick Grayson's like a little kid.
Yep.
And saw it happen and was able to figure out his identity because he saw him do that trick or something.
It was a quadruple somersault. Thank you.
There it is. Bruce was also there. Who wasn't at that damn circus?
I wasn't at the circus.
Andy Serkis was at that circus? Which is like...
all pan out and it's all taking place inside his body. Just inside his open mouth. Nah.
Come into my big top.
It happened. He's like, yes, father, I shall become a circus.
A circus flew through his open window?
Did this quadruple subtle cell right through his window? Yes, I shall become a circus. Great.
There's also, you know, there's the Joker, there's the Tana Tech, kind of circus-y.
Yeah, yeah.
Magician?
The performers
in there's that. And then, there's like Deadman.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was shot the same night that the Graysons died.
Did he really?
At the same circus.
What? That's a bad circus. That's like a
a horrible night to go to the circus.
That's like a circus of crime.
I'm holding up Marvel 2-in-1, issue 76, Thing and Iceman.
Together last.
And Giant Man, like Bill Foster, Giant Man. this issue is like one of the first comics I ever owned. Ooh. I've read this 5,000 times, and it's like, and it's them battling the Circus of Crime.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Whenever we, as soon as we say we're doing circus, that's all I think of, okay, is this entire thing.
The Circus of Crime, just rules.
They're
great.
They're super fun. And you realize like nobody has powers or anything.
No. Well, the first appearance, which I read,
mm-hmm,
it's like basically like Ringmaster just sucks people's will.
Yeah.
And then everybody else,
and then they just rob everybody.
Everybody just loots the town, and it's like, who are the other people in the Circus of Crime? On one page, they're like, they're robbing stuff, and some of their members include acrobats, a guy with a turban, a little person with a top hat who looks kind of like the Penguin, a beautiful lady on a unicycle, and someone who just looks like the devil.
Yep, and then, but that's what changed over the years. So now there's like Bruto the Strongman.
Right. He was in that first one.
There's Cannonball Dude. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's the Gamboli Brothers or whatever. Gamboni.
Yeah.
Gamboni.
Well, there's a different revolving door.
And then
probably because they're all constantly getting killed in circus accidents, mm-hmm, and children become sidekicks.
The stilt guy.
Who's just like a worse stilt man?
Yeah. He's just on wooden stilts.
So he's like walking around in stilts, but he's got to like rob the people that are brainwashed. He has to like get down.
He needs long stilts on his hands.
It's like, I'm just going to walk over here. It's like, you could just walk over there.
I'm going to kick you from way over here. Can't do that.
So this issue does the same thing where he hypnotizes them and then he's like, go get the money. And actually, at one point, one of them says to the other guy that they're robbing people's wallets out of it. They're like, only take half. That way they don't know what happened. So they're not
plausible deniability, because everyone's like, oh shit, I lost that much.
Yeah.
I lost that 20.
I gotta tell you, if I had $10 in my wallet and then I looked at my wallet, there was $5 in there, I'd fucking know.
Oh, this guy's only got a 20. Do I tear it in half or do I put change in
half? Give me that last fanny pack. He's like, he's got his quarters.
He's got one of those coin dispensers belts.
So he fills his wallet full of quarters.
Yeah.
So then he comes out of the sewer.
Why is my so heavy? Why is my crotch engorged? What the hell? The best thing about them, because there's different versions, I guess, in comic history, they go back to like the 1800s.
Yes.
Yeah, like to the Old West.
Yeah.
There's different versions, like the Old West. There was like in the 1970s, it was like a version in like World War II. So this is like I think the Ringmaster.
The Circus of Crime, it's about family.
Yeah.
Just like Fast and Furious.
Insert.
The Fast and the Andy Circus.
Insert a clip from Vin Diesel here. Yeah. And my wife.
And my wife.
So, but the Ringmaster, I guess, has like some, a lot of them have the same name. So I guess that just gets passed down. That's the family business for real.
That's Cannonball Nine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably actually a cooler name than just Cannonball. Cannonball Nine.
That is good.
Eight people have died before.
How'd they die? I don't know.
It's not very safe.
Here's the Cannonball costume. Oh, there's a lot of scorch marks on it. I briefly wanted to talk about the Freak Show.
Yeah.
Which was a part of the circus for a long time. Yep. I was trying to
figure out how to work that in, and I don't think of...
We can do it organically, so I just said it. That's how it's...
Sorry.
No,
let me interrupt you. Go organic.
No, that came with a tone.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to bring it up organically either, and I didn't.
Well, it's getting late.
The Blob, who was a circus sideshow person.
I guess like him and Eunice the Untouchable were both part of it. Yeah, I never thought about that.
But the X-Men...
Don't forget Charlie from Lost in X-Men Origins Wolverine, who could make light bulbs light up. Listen, I don't have as good a contribution.
I did forget about Charlie from X-Men Origins Wolverine, who could make light bulbs light up. But specifically the Earth X X-Men.
Yeah.
Who, if you look at like the characters, there was a two-headed guy and a lady who was a mermaid and a really tall guy and a dog boy. And they were
a really tall guy.
And
6 foot
and Cyclops, who was balding.
Yeah.
But it was
a little paunch, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just called him Mr. S.
Yeah.
Don't call him Professor.
Mr. S.
But they're very much like that. They were just like the sideshow freaks.
Sideshow,
yeah. In a world where everyone has superpowers, they're just weird looking.
And I totally didn't I didn't even think about anything about the Blob until you mentioned that. There is a Marvel Fanfare issue. That's actually one of my, because they're all like just singular one story kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't continue.
But nothing stops the Blob, which but that's not right.
It was this cool story of Eunice being, his powers are out of control. So nobody can get near him because he's right. pushing everyone away yeah. to the point where he can't eat. He can't feed himself. So the Blob is the only one that can get near him.
Aww.
So he, and they're at this circus sideshow. So he would like bring food to him and like aww. Put it in his mouth. And I was like, that's an interesting.
But the Blob isn't known for not being able to stop.
Well, you can't.
Nothing stops once the juggernaut. Nothing moves the Blob. Oh, okay. So it still makes sense. And nobody loves Milhouse.
Haley's Circus.
Yeah.
That's the name yes. of the DC one.
Known for their fantastic Flying Graysons.
Yes.
And they're fantastic.
And they're fantastic Falling Graysons.
Oh, they're still flying.
And there's
oh,
fantastic Spicy Chicken Sandwich. Spicy Chicken Southwest Grayson.
can't stop eating it.
They were also linked to the Court of Owls thing, which didn't really
were they?
Think so.
Yeah, well, apparently they apparently had an agreement. Haley Circus had an agreement with the Court of Owls.
Mm-hmm.
it was Andy Circus's grandfather, Haley Circus, who owned Haley Circus.
Well, there was a point where Dick Grayson like bought the Haley Circus.
Yeah,
he owned and he got the Andy for free.
And now he's Alfred.
He just cleans up.
Oh my god. What is happening?
Wouldn't even have to Photoshop a picture of Andy Serkis as Alfred for this. Just use the picture.
Just wait. It's coming.
Look, this episode isn't going to have an image for a bit, but it's going to be
out there. When it gets here, it'll be here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here's a quick quiz.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Circus of Crime versus Haley's Circus quiz. Question number one, which was first? Haley's Circus or Circus of Crime? Like in terms of came out in a comic.
Haley's Circus.
Yeah, it's got to be Haley's.
You're right. So you're both right.
All
right. And that's all I got. I just had one question.
Well, because Circus of Crime, 1962.
Yeah.
Haley's Circus has got, I mean, I don't imagine it first appeared in, what, 1939?
It might have been one of those things where it's just like a circus and then they didn't give it a name until much later.
At one point, they called it Jeff's Circus.
It was Detective Comics 38 in 1940.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. When it came out. Well, that would have been the first one.
Yeah. But when I was looking up Circus of Crime, there was on one listing, it was like Marvel. Fan, like it was the actual Marvel site,
yeah.
Mentioned them being mentioned in 1940 in a Marvel comic, and I was like, what? And I couldn't find any other listing, but then I eventually figured out it was a Captain America book, but it was a different circus, but they've loosely linked them together with some other crime circus.
There was another ringmaster,
and
it was
super called, like,
the ringmaster of death, I think.
Yeah, it was like not, it was not a nice, like not that the Circus of Crime is nice, but it was totally like.
Well, they're pretty nice if they only take half your money.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
But it was like,
jokes on them, half of zero, still zero.
They took half my debt. Thank you!
Circus of Nice?
Yeah.
I couldn't think of another word.
So I'm not going to do any spoilers because if you're not up on your
from that circus of
most recent
crime movie,
I know, yeah. Season of Sabrina, it's not a circus so much as a carnival, but they're so similar. I'm going to count it where they have like a, there's like a carnival that comes to town. That's like,
we're saving this for the carnival episode.
Ah, damn it. And it's, I won't spoil anything, but it's kind of, it's a weird season. It's just bananas. But they had like a, it's like a pagan witches, I guess. But there's also like.
In Sabrina. That's weird.
Weird, right? A circus of like pagans, but they're kind of like, some of them are like mythological figures in a sense. Or they're like variations of them and stuff like that. So you have like a snake lady who's like a snake lady and stuff like that. And all sorts of crazy nonsense.
This snake lady's a real snake lady.
So I won't give anything away there.
She's a reverse Medusa. She's a big snake with ladies hanging out of her.
Oh, head. Yeah.
And if she looks at you, she turns to stone.
She's not really much of a problem.
She just looks at you.
Also, she wears shoes on her hands.
So that's one. Yeah. They're like trying to like bring back the old gods and stuff like that. Okay. This season got a little bananas. But I mean, you know, of course it did.
The banana Sabrina, gods?
Yeah.
Little mockers. And what about the Dead Moon Circus and Sailor Moon? Anyone here with me?
I know it exists because I was reading TV Tropes, but I don't really remember.
And then Sailor Moon is, I objectively, I love Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Like, I watched it in secret as a little child.
Oh, yeah.
Because you couldn't tell anybody. You couldn't. I also watched Dragon Ball, so I'm a cool boy. It was a different time, and kids are mean. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep.
But it's very kind of like a Sentai-ish kind of a thing where you have, much like Super Sentai shows or like Power Rangers, where you have like your villain of the week, and it's usually like some crazy monster.
Yes.
So they have like really wild, like circus-themed, like villain of the week kind of characters a lot, where they like conjure a monster up and they have to fight the monster. I just love the season where like literally just this floating circus just shows up over Tokyo, and everyone's just like, yeah, this is normal and fine. Like nobody seems to draw any attention to it, and there's all these crazy circus villains, and they're trying to like release an evil queen to conquer the earth, blah, 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 Sailor Moon.
Checks out.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, just a fun time. So if you want to see a bunch of crazy circus-themed villains...
What was the name of the circus again?
The Dead Moon Circus.
That's a sick circus name.
It's good.
Like Chris Angel would do that.
The Super S season of, or Supers, okay. Or Super S season of Sailor Moon, which I'm rewatching with my wife right now, actually, and haven't quite finished it yet.
You're rewatching with who?
My wife. So I don't know. Circus, circus,
Circus!
Pretty, how many circuses are still running, I assume?
It seems
outdated.
They are having an incredibly hard time.
This was probably...
Turns out people like elephants.
This is probably close to 10 years ago.
Don't like when they're whipped.
Yep. Probably like 10 years ago. Maybe not quite, but close. The Shrine Circus was coming to town.
Yep.
And I illustrated the pictures in the coloring book. It's a fun keepsake, if you can find it. Probably can't. I think I have one copy of it. But included in there are Tim Curry as Pennywise the Clown. Just smiled him up a little bit. And also the Flying Graysons.
Nice. Well just done.
Do a family of acrobats.
Yeah.
And
the Shriners are still in litigation for copyright with DC.
Yeah. They did not ask me back the following year.
circuses aren't doing too hot these days. So no. One time, maybe, like, are these backstories for all of these characters going to be have to be changed or something?
Well, it's similar to, like, you know, everyone working at a newspaper.
It's true, I guess. In their universe, circuses are doing great. The animals are not abused. Everything's great.
Sounds great.
Sounds Grayson.
Ah.
Sounds great, son.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome.
I guess that's it. Oh, actually, I went into Toys R Us,
uh-huh.
And I saw the McFarlane figures.
Oh, yeah?
They were there.
They're there. On
the shelf, like, opposite of, like, the Marvel Legends.
Yeah?
Fucking gigantic. The boxes are, like, twice the size of, like, a Marvel Legends box. They're massive. And the figures, like, are, like, I'm like, oh, they're going to be, like, a tiny bit bigger because they're, like, 7-inch scale. But they seemed, like, bigger. They seemed, like, big. That was a big Dick Grayson, I can tell you that much. Otherwise, the night
was I'm Kyle. And I endorse this. My name is Kyle Lees, and I go by the pseudonym of The Kyle Lees, and you can use that as a internet URL, so put that into your Mozilla Firefox or your CompuServe dot computer. just look up The Kyle Lees for, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and more. And I'll see you... At the circus.
At the movies.
I'm so excited for them.
At the circus. No, we're going to the circus. At the
circus and the movies. Andy Circus.
Oh, The Greatest Showman.
Mm-hmm.
With Wolverine.
Pass.
Hugh Jackman and the Greatest Showman.
Oh,
the,
right. I was totally picturing something else.
What?
I don't know.
Tell us about it in your plugs.
No. I'm Merk. You can find me at merkasum.ca, MERKASYLUM. Merk on Facebook, Merkanaut, like astronaut, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Now, what were you thinking of?
Suddenly pictured, isn't there a cover for an X-Men cover where he's like in like full animal form kind of thing, and this is like we're talking
Wolverine
like,
or Hugh Jackman
Wolverine,
they're one and the same. It's a trick question.
Late 70s early 80s, and he's like chained down, and he's got like the circus tent, and then like Colossus is lifting, and like the little boxes all around, there's like Nightcrawler doing something circusy.
Oh, yes. Colossus
is,
yes.
Is lifting weights.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's or is it an arcade thing? Maybe?
And more recently, they had like the Wolverine in the X-Men run, Jason Aaron, years back. They had a little mini arc or something where I think they got kind of brainwashed into being circus people.
Yes.
The X-Men. So they love going to... The X-Men love the circus.
We actually... I mentioned... Like, Hawkeye and Nightcrawler right off the bat, and we did not talk about them at all.
No, we didn't.
And that's fine, because we're already at the end of the episode.
It's over, buddy.
I'm just yelling.
It's too late.
We're done. We're not going back. We have left the circus.
Didn't even talk about horrible trick shot.
On the ride home from the circus, the sleepy young boy in the backseat of the car said,
Papa, I'm brachotic. I'm full of cotton candy. And you can read my comic at welcometohereafter.com.
Yes, son.
Do that voice all the time, please.
I wish it didn't come so easily. It's actually very upsetting. But here we are. And there we were.
The way we were.
Also, big thanks to Ocean City Defender, K.P. Merkley, for doing all the musical interstitials and little bits and pieces and therein. If you enjoyed this episode or any episode... Please feel free to give us a rating on whatever sort of system that you're listening through.
Yep. We're on a bunch of them, at least. And if we're not on one that you use, let us know. Yeah. We'll see what we can do to figure it out to fix that.
Feel free to interact with us on... we're on Instagram and Facebook.
Feel free to interact with us in real life at the Thunder Bay Country Market every Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 and every Saturday morning. If you get there past 1, we won't be there. It closes.
Nah, I'm not sticking around for you. I like you, but I'm not waiting around for
but
you.
But I don't love you.
And that's all.
I like the circus music, Daddy.
You think you can't fill up on popcorn, but I did. I'm falling constantly.